Welcome to the Workplace Minute from H3 HR Advisors. My name's Steve Bowes. 2021 was a turbulent year in the American labor market. Unemployment kept getting lower, quits kept getting higher, and workers all over the country began rethinking their relationship with work. One way this manifested in the labor market in 2021 was a big increase in strikes or labor actions. In 2021, about 140,000 workers walked out and went on strike at some point in the new year, according to data from Cornell University. The 140,000 workers across about 265 work stoppages added up to about 3.27 million strike days in 2021, which the researchers define as how long strikes lasted multiplied by the number of strikers. The three most common reasons strikers walked out in 2021 were pay, healthcare, and health and safety. There were also six recorded work stoppages for a $15 minimum wage in 2021. And striking workers had success in 2021 as well. Workers at Kellogg's, King Soopers supermarket chain, John Deere, and Frito-Lay all saw wage increases as a result of their strikes. And the data also shows notable spikes in strikes in October and November, which aligns with what activists termed, quote-unquote, Striketober, an inflection point late in the year where thousands of workers at places like Kellogg's and John Deere went on strike to try to assert their power in the workplace. At least 25 large organizations experienced strike actions in September through November. But despite all this action, and even the success of many of the striking organizations, union membership still fell once again in 2021, marking another decline after decades of downward trends in union membership in the private sector. But significantly, a number of non-union workers also walked out on strike in 2021. And that gives the organizers of labor some hope, maybe, that the enthusiasm for labor and for unions may rise in 2022 and beyond. If there's anything we learned in 2021, workers have more power than ever before in an increasingly tight labor market. And the strike actions and the success of many of the striking workers show that workers all across the country are willing to flex that muscle. It'll be very interesting to see if that continues into 2022. This has been the Workplace Minute from H3 HR Advisors. Please visit all the show archives at hrhappyhour.net.